598 WPG, just shut up for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Man. I'm not gonna take it anymore. Thomas Elroy Davis is in the building with the Madhouse. What's up?
Hey, man, don't be giving me no fake names, man.
Elroy.
I know Thomas' middle name, too. I just can't think of it. I'm going to think of it before this interview over.
Elroy.
That ain't his middle name. I know it, though. I'm going to think of it in a minute. Maurice is something like that. Something like that.
Thomas got beef right now.
Thomas says he's going to slap you. Thomas, good morning, sir. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good, man. Just came in here and just completely took over Burpee's spot, y'all.
See?
You can have it. He don't come to work on time anyway.
I do come to work on time.
Web out.
I come to work on time more than you did this week.
Web out.
This week.
I ain't gonna argue with you. We're talking. We have guests in the studio. Thomas Davis, man, welcome back to the Queen City.
What up, man?
Man, I'm glad to be home, man. Feel good to be home.
A lot of people, you know, upset that you got, you was let go by the Panthers, but now you're playing for the Los Angeles Chargers. How is it out there in L.A.?
Man, it's cool, man. The weather is great. The team is a great fit for me, and I'm just looking forward to seeing what we can do this season.
Mm-hmm. And you're still doing great works in the community here and in Georgia, and you're also going to be expanding to L.A. So tell us about your big weekend coming up here in Charlotte.
You know, next weekend we have our charity weekend. This is our 11th year hosting our charity weekend, man. It's crazy to think that this is our 11th year doing that, but you know, we're going to start it out with our visit to Levine's Children's Hospital, and from there, we're going to go visit two middle schools. We haven't announced those middle schools yet, so we're excited about that. You know, that's always a bittersweet day when we go visit the Levine's Children's Hospital, because we know that those kids are in there because they're sick or they're dealing with some things, but at the same time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
We get to go in there and put smiles on their faces. So that's one of my most favorite events that we do with the foundation. On Saturday, we're going to Garinger High School. Garinger High School, we have a football camp, a free football camp that we do every year. And this year, we've had over 800 kids sign up.
Wow.
Which is crazy. You know, when you think about doing camps and you think about doing stuff in the community, each year, Larry, you know that I always talk about I want things mm-hmm. to grow. I want it to be bigger and better than it was the year before. And that's what our football camp has done every year, man. So hats off to the parents that have signed their kids up. And hopefully that really speaks to the work that we've been able to do with that football camp as we've continued to grow and people love to come out. And we're excited to be able to host events like that. We're going to close our weekend out with our golf tournament at Old Sycamore Golf Course. And we still have spots available. You know, in years past, we filled up this golf tournament and actually oversold it. So we decided this year that we were going to increase it a little bit. But we still have tickets available. So go to defendingdreams.org. All the information is there where you can come. You can sign up. You can hang out. You can find out who's going to show up. And you can come compete against me and show me your golf game.
Oh, yeah. I'm signing up. Can I put my spot on layaway?
No.
No, you got to have all your money.
Hey, 100% of the proceeds go back to the kids and the families that we work with.
You know
with,
what?
So, you know.
And I was actually telling somebody this the other day. I said, you know, I can truly say 100% of the money that is raised by this foundation definitely goes right back here into the community, into the work that we do here in the community, because I am a board member of the Thomas Davis Defended Dreams Foundation, and I can truly say that 100% of the funds raised go back right here in the city and Georgia and South Carolina. So big, big shout out to Thomas Davis for everything that you do. What keeps you coming back and what keeps you giving back to the city of Charlotte? Because, you know, a lot of people, once they don't play there no more, it's over. But, you know, you're not playing here anymore, but you still want to give back here. What makes you want to do that?
Man, deeply rooted, man. Been here for 14 years as a member of the Carolina Panthers. You know, Charlotte is going to be my forever home. We love the city. The city embraced us. They took me and my family in as if we were family. So we're going to continue to work and give back to the kids and the family that live right here in this community, man. We love being a part of the Charlotte community.
Man, listen. The car show was last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas had a Chevelle out there.
Oh, that Chevelle is something special.
Let me tell you something about the Chevelle. I almost left and just said, you know what? I don't even want to be here no more because my little Camry, I got my little, I got my little hubcaps dipped. But no, that Chevelle, you had something else out there too.
Yeah, man. You know, so for me, you have guys that have different vices. You know, mm-hmm. for me, I've never been a guy that liked to drink, like to smoke, that partied a whole lot. But when it comes to cars and shoes,
you're a car guy.
Man, that's me. Cars and shoes, man. That those are my vices. So. I mean, I try to go all out when it comes to that.
Man, he so got the let me ask headlights.
You, because you know I'm a car guy too. I ain't got much money as Thomas, but I'm a car
Larry,
guy too.
You got more cars than me, man.
But let me ask you this though: of your cars, which is your favorite? Because you got several different pieces. Which is your favorite?
Man, my Chevelle right now.
That red Chevelle. The convertible drop right top is crucial.
Hey, the Chevelle is winning, so nice. Man. Sean at Ultimate Audio, man, my guys, they always do a great job, but they outdid themselves with this one.
That thing is nice. That car, it probably still got 0 miles on it. You got to tow that car every
time. Thomas, let me ask you this, too. I'm going to put you in the hot seat for a minute.
Uh-oh.
Because, you know, your wife is active in the community. She's out there. She's out front. She's active, and she does a lot. Everybody's been on Aisha Curry's back about what she said. I'm sure you heard it because, you know, you're in the know about what's going on. What is your feeling and your thoughts on what Aisha Curry had to say?
You know, honestly, I understand the message. I understand what she meant by what she said. But at the same time, I feel like that's a conversation that she needs to have with her husband. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, she's not really seeking attention from other men.
Mm-hmm.
What she's saying is, my husband plays in a sport that he's playing 82 games a year.
Mm-hmm.
And when Steph Curry is not playing 82 basketball games, he's probably somewhere making money doing other things, other ventures. So he's not home a lot, I'm pretty sure. And mm-hmm. At the end of the day, she's not really feeling that love and attention that she's seeking. So that should have been a conversation that she had with Steph. Or she should have said that, you know, I don't receive the attention that I think I need or that I deserve from my husband. So I'm looking for more attention in that department. No married man wants to hear his wife say that, you know, I'm not receiving male attention.
You
know,
that
doesn't make sense to me. But I kind of understood what she was saying, though. I know when you think about being a professional athlete and how much time that you have to devote to that craft, you know, sometimes if you don't manage that time well, then you can lose sight of what's really important in your life.
Mm. Well, spoken like a true gentleman. Thank you, Thomas Davis.
Nah, he gave the right answer. That's the right answer.
We're coming
That's
back truth, with more man. With Thomas Davis live inside the madhouse. Is that little baby close friends? I think Aisha say she want a close friend. Power out of you.
We started off as close friends.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B, Lil Baby, Close Friends right there, 842. 18 minutes away from 9 o'clock and live inside the Madhouse, we have Mr. Thomas Antonio Davis is in the Madhouse.
Oh, now you finally got my name right, huh?
I told you I was going to remember.
Put some respect on my name.
Oh, that's been a name for real.
Okay. I told you I was going to remember it.
I was about to say, fake name number 2.
Nah, this one's real.
You got it right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That ain't bad. I thought it was going to be something crazy. I was going to make fun of it, but that ain't bad.
Hey, Burp.
Look at him.
I'm within arm's reach now. I can reach him.
Oh, Burp. Hey, TD, Burp be talking junk when you
ain't
around.
Because he always messing with me, man.
When I ain't around.
Yeah, when you ain't around.
I talk junk when you here, Thomas.
The elevator eating a dang on donut, man.
So?
Come on, bro.
So? It's the breakfast of champions, Thomas.
Come on, bro.
Thomas Davis has the big Thomas Davis Defender Dreams weekend. It kicks off next week. Next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right?
Yes, absolutely. And for all information, go to defendingdreams.org. We have everything that you need right there. It's a one-stop shop. Whether you want to find out more information about the work that we're doing in the community normally, whether you want to find out about the big charity weekend that's coming up, or if you want to find out about some of the things that we're going to be doing in the future, go to defendingdreams.org and don't hesitate to sign your kids up, go purchase your tickets for the golf tournament, come show me your golf game.
If people want to volunteer or if they want to help out in that capacity, can they go there?
DefendingDreams.org. Okay. You can go in there, too. We have a ton of people that are already signed up for volunteer. And, you know, it's a process that we have to go through when we select volunteers. We can't just have anybody coming out there working with people, kids. You know, that's we're passionate about that, and we got to make sure that we're taking care of these kids.
But if you also have a business or you yourself want to donate, you could also go there, too, because we do take donations.
Donations, sponsorships, we're still looking for all of that. So make sure that you guys, if you feel it in your heart that you want to give back to the community, don't hesitate.
And I wanted to ask you this, man, because, you know, working in a place for 14 years and then they call you in and they tell you you're not going to play. What was that day like for Thomas Davis?
You know, it was disappointing. A large part of it was because, you know, I had been told that I was going to be back, you know, not to worry that, you know, I was going to be able to finish there. But at the end of the day, man, I've been around this game for a long time, mm-hmm. and I understand that it's a business. So mm-hmm. you don't see me walking around like, you know, bitter or mad at the Panthers for what happened. At the end of the day, man, you just got to keep it moving. You got to understand the process. You got to know that, you know, your time is going to come. This league is unforgiving, man. And at the end of the day, I'm in a good situation. I'm in a good place. And I wish nothing but the best to the Carolina Panthers. As a member of the L.A. Chargers now, I'm just looking forward to trying to help them win.
No doubt.
You don't want to see them on the schedule?
Man, you know what? And I had this thought process, man. I'm like, man, I honestly don't even want to play against them because all of the emotions that would go into, like, especially if it was a home game coming back. But then at some point, it changed. It's like, man, I hope that we can hurry up and play against them again, man. So, you know, you go through a roller coaster of emotions, man, when something like that happened. You can't just be in a place and invest it for 14 years and not still have love for it. But, you know, for me, man, it's like I said, Charlotte's going to always be home. And, you know, I watched my brother Jonathan Stewart come back and retire as a Panther. And, you know, that's something that I'm really looking forward to being able to do after winning the Super Bowl with the Chargers. And
claimed it. Look, he claimed it. But you know we're going to the Super Bowl, right? I said, okay, that was
I like bold predictions. You heard it here. You heard it here on the Madhouse.
Man, I feel good about that football team that I'm on, man. The atmosphere, the culture is good around there. We have a ton of good players, man. And, you know, we're putting the work in right now.
And, you know, Thomas is known as the quarterback killer, so y'all don't want him to play the Panthers because y'all won't have a quarterback.
That's my guy, man. Shout out to Cam Newton. Shout out to Cam's kickball tournament today. Make sure y'all come out and support my brother.
We got more with Thomas Davis. We come back and find out again.
The only hip-hop morning show is... Nope.
Sometimes I puddles. Compose love like we're Mozart.
Tell them, LMA, Pound 98, WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Getting you ready for this Thomas Davis weekend, man, going down. Not this weekend, but next weekend. Kicks off on Friday. Got a big visit to the Levine Children's Hospital, and you will also be visiting some schools as well.
Yes, visiting two middle schools, getting these kids excited about this end-of-grade testing. We know how important that is to our area. Making sure these kids put their best foot forward and they complete this test so they can move on to the next grade, right?
Yep, no doubt. And then Saturday, we got the big free football camp.
Absolutely. Over 800 kids signed up. It's going down at Garinger High School. This is going to be our first year hosting it at Garinger. We're looking forward to it. So if you signed your kids up, we're looking forward to seeing you out there.
What year is this for the Defending Dreams?
This is our 11th year hosting our charity weekend, man. And it's been amazing to see the growth that we've been able to have as an organization and just within this community.
And I think Thomas Davis does the only free football camp here in the city of Charlotte.
Well, that's
the only free football camp.
Let's ask the man who puts it on. Is that true, Tom?
I mean, I can't speak for everybody else's football camp, but I know everything that we do with our foundation when it comes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The kids is free, 100% free. We do charge for things like our golf tournament, because that's the only way we can give back to the community and we can give back to these kids that we work with, is by, you know, having a fundraiser from here to there. So make sure you continue to support Defending Dreams, and we'll continue to support this community.
Now, you know, for a lot of people out there that do play golf, how do they sign up for this golf tournament next Sunday?
Hey, go to defendingdreams.org. All of our information is there. You can sign up. You can buy foursomes. You can buy sponsorship. You can sponsor holes. Like, whatever you want to do, just, you know, go to defendingdreams.org.
All right, man, make sure you come out next Sunday.
Sponsor golf holes. Make sure you know, because Larry is so immature, man.
I didn't even say that.
I'm talking about the biggest smile came across his face.
Didn't see it.
Goodness, man. Grow up.
It's a great thing he doing. It is a great thing.
I didn't even say nothing. Y'all did all that. Not me.
You did it. Your facial expression.
Two people is over here saying,
that's because
grow up.
All right, man. Next Sunday.
You got grown kids, Larry.
Next Sunday is going down.
You do that.
Next weekend,
kids.
Friday, Saturday.
You are
Sunday.
A grandfather, Larry. Grow up.
This is your granddaddy.
You shut up and you take care of your son before you
I'll think
to me.
About it. I'm going to think about it, man. Now, I'm trying to be better.
Hey, Thomas, since you're out there on the West Coast, can you go out there and talk to Burpee Stone for him and see how
he out there in Seattle. No. Matter of fact, don't talk to him. He'll be more successful if he don't know, if he don't talk to me like that.
Burpee, man, what's going on, man?
Don't listen to Larry.
I ain't telling the truth.
I want my son to be successful, so I don't talk to him that much.
Man, sign up.
That's just rude, man.
At defendingdreams.org right now. Thomas, was you in L.A. when Nipsey passed away?
I was not in L.A. when Nipsey passed away, but, you know, we went by to see the memorial over at Marathon, man, it's still kind of surreal to see how many people that are coming out, pouring in their support, man, and, you know, he had a movement going, man, and I just hope that, you know, with what happened with his life and the way that he gave what his life was given, I think that it's definitely brought the gangs and it brought the people out there together, man, and hopefully they continue to see the growth from his life and his legacy.
All right, no doubt. How can people keep up with you on social media?
Hey, I'm on Instagram. Not as heavy as I was, but I'm on Instagram, TD58. You know, you can follow me there. You can follow me on Twitter. My handle is Thomas Davis SDTM on there. Come holler at me. Follow your boy. Or you can just follow me on Facebook. I'm on there, too.
All right. There it is, man. I appreciate you stopping in this morning. Coming up, we playing everybody's favorite game show, Black Smart.
Live from Planet Fitness, Judgment Free Zone Studios. This is WPEG Concord.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.